Morning, March 2nd. But all the Israelites went down to the Philistines to sharpen every man his share, and his coulter, and his axe, and his mattock. 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 20. We are engaged in a great war with the Philistines of evil. Every weapon within our reach must be used. Preaching, teaching, praying, giving, all must be brought into action, and talents which have been thought too mean for service must now be employed. Coulter and axe and mattock may all be useful in slaying Philistines. Rough tools may deal hard blows, and killing need not be elegantly done, so long as it is done effectually. Each moment of time, in season or out of season, each fragment of ability, educated or untutored, each opportunity, favorable or unfavorable, must be used. For our foes are many and our force but slender. Most of our tools want sharpening. We need quickness of perception, tact, energy, promptness, in a word, complete adaptation to the Lord's work. Practical common sense is a very scarce thing among the conductors of Christian enterprises. We might learn from our enemies if we would, and so make the Philistines sharpen our weapons. This morning, let us note enough to sharpen our zeal during this day by the aid of the Holy Spirit. See the energy of the Papists, how they compass sea and land to make one proselyte. Are they to monopolize all the earnestness? Mark the heathen devotees, what tortures they endure in the service of their idols. Are they alone to exhibit patience and self-sacrifice? Observe the prince of darkness, how preserving in his endeavors, how unabashed in his attempts, how daring in his plans, how thoughtful in his plots, how energetic in all. The devils are united as one man in their infamous rebellion, while we believers in Jesus are divided in our service of God, and scarcely ever work with unanimity. Oh, that from Satan's infernal industry we may learn to go about like good Samaritans, seeking whom we may bless.